Meanwhile, Julian Assange's mother has called on the foreign minister to make an urgent diplomatic protest to the Swedish and US governments on behalf of her son or resign. Christine Assange delivered an open letter to Kevin Rudd's electoral office in Brisbane last night, highlighting what she calls the injustices of the case against her son. Alison Caldwell reports from Brisbane.
Christine Assange didn't request a meeting with the foreign minister, but she turned up at his electoral office in Brisbane last night to hand over an 8-page handwritten letter highlighting what she calls the injustices of the case against her son. She began by reading the letter to the media.
As you know, this highly publicised case has been scrutinised by the most eminent legal minds. Many have condemned the Swedish authorities for their violation of international standards of fairness.
Previously, Kevin Rudd has offered his support for Julian Assange as an Australian citizen, but said he can't intervene in the activities of another government. The foreign minister was in Sydney last night raising money for flood victims. A spokeswoman said the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade had offered Christine Assange a meeting with consular officials, but that she declined. In her letter, Christine Assange reminds Kevin Rudd about his recent statements regarding her son.
Earlier this week you stated, "We take seriously the freedoms of the press and the proper protection afforded foreign journalists." Given your statements, Mr. Rudd, I would like an explanation as to why you have failed to act upon any of them.
And she calls on the foreign minister to intervene on behalf of her son.
To make a strong and urgent representation to Sweden, to drop the extradition case against Julian, on the grounds that he cannot now receive a fair trial. If you do not act, I can only conclude that you've been gagged or intimidated, possibly by the very person who deposed you from your prime ministership 8 months ago. Alternatively, you are choosing freely to be derelict in your duties as Australian Foreign Minister.
Christine Assange went on to say that Kevin Rudd should resign if he doesn't follow up on her plea.
If you are unable or unwilling to protect my son, I demand your immediate resignation.
She was then asked to respond to allegations made in a book written by a former WikiLeaks employee who denounces Assange as an irresponsible autocratic bully who once threatened to kill him and was mean to his cat.
I've never seen Julian be mean to animals. He actually loves cats. Look, there's a lot of money to be made out of Julian at the moment, isn't there? Let's face it, there's a lot of fantasy out there.
Christine Assange was then asked about claims her son had a sexual preference for young women.
I don't know much about his love life, actually. I don't think most mothers do. Your guess is as good as mine.
Christine Assange has asked Kevin Rudd to respond to her request in writing by Monday.
Alison Caldwell, and just a few moments ago, the Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd told Saturday AM that there have been a large number of contacts between Australia consular officials in the United Kingdom and Mr. Assange. Mr. Rudd said that he's therefore confident that the WikiLeaks founder has been given the appropriate level of assistance.